This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is merger news of note today. First of all, JetBlue's $3.8 billion purchase of Spirit Airlines is in some jeopardy. A federal judge blocked the deal today. Here is the quote from his ruling. The merger would substantially lessen competition in a relevant market. End of quote. Appeals almost certainly forthcoming. Also, and moving over to grocery stores now, Kroger and Albertsons said this week it's going to take a little longer than expected to iron out their proposed merger. August, probably not early this year as they'd hoped, because they are still in conversation with the Federal Trade Commission and state attorneys general about antitrust worries. In the meanwhile, Washington State is suing to block that merger entirely. Marketplace's Savannah Marr is on the Business of Food desk today.
Albertsons and Kroger say the retail food market is changing, and joining forces will help them keep up. Bobby Gibbs is a consultant at Oliver Wyman.
In many instances, you see supermarkets now competing with non-supermarkets in the food space.
Non-supermarkets like Walmart and Amazon and even dollar stores are capturing more and more of our grocery spending. But if you look at the number of supermarkets across the country, Kroger and Albertsons are still two of the largest chains.
Combining these two giants, if you would, is going to give them a formidable place in the marketplace.
Food industry analyst Phil Lempert says the acquisition would give Kroger more size and scale and make its apps and websites more attractive to advertisers. Claire Calloway with the Open Markets Institute says it will also give the company more negotiating power with brands.
To say, look, you want to be on our shelves, you need to give us a lower price.
As in Triscuit, how about $2.99 for that box of crackers? Kroger and Albertsons say those savings will be passed on to shoppers. But attorneys general in states like Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Washington fear consolidation will drive prices up. Calloway says there's a reason so many Western states are urging the FTC to block the merger. That's where Kroger and Albertsons are especially dominant.
It's just the simple logic of competition. If you're the one game in town, are you really going to be trying to offer those door-busting prices or coupons?
In some small towns, you might have a Kroger Smith's grocery store at one end of Main Street and an Albertsons Safeway on the other, but maybe not a Walmart or the option to order groceries from Amazon. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.